Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my other host,
Gwen Ballinger.
She was mouthing everything that I was saying just now.
I was.
The fact that you only let me film the freaking game part.
I didn't even know we were going to do that today.
Mom!
I forgot. I've been busy, all right?
No, guess what today is?
Forgetful Mother Day?
No. Happy Feast of the Ass Day.
No comment.
Do you know, want to know what Feast of the Ass Day is?
Donkey. People who eat donkeys.
No, you were half close. It is about donkeys. It's a Christian holiday that they started celebrating in the medieval times, mainly in France, where they celebrated all the donkeys in the Bible.
Really?
Uh-huh. Especially the ones that Mary rode to Bethlehem.
Yes.
So it's the Feast of the Ass Day.
Okay. I think they could have chosen a better name. But could they?
No.
That's pretty cool.
That's it. But I did look up. Oh, I looked up how to celebrate such a day because it didn't seem so exciting.
It could be very misconstrued.
Yes. So, what? What?
I think I said that word wrong.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to find the screenshot. So, read the Bible account of the flight to Egypt or mm-hmm. Palm Sunday. Mm-hmm. Look for other instances in the Bible where donkeys are mentioned.
Okay.
This is my favorite one. Say yeehaw or bray like a donkey.
Yeehaw! That's not
that,
how
that
I
was a
donkey.
Cowboy. No, why are you a pig? Why are you everything but a donkey at the
I've
moment?
I've been around a donkey for a while.
Were you around a donkey before?
Well, yes.
When?
At the pumpkin patch.
Oh, that pumpkin patch does have. There's a pumpkin patch in Santa Barbara that does have.
Once in a great while, you can hear.
Does
him.
It make noise?
Yes, it's an animal that does make a
well,
noise.
Well, I don't know. It's my whatever. Ride your donkey if you own one. Recite the phrase that was sung on the day during medieval times. From Oriental country came a lordly ass of highest fame, so beautiful, so strong and trim. No burden was too great for him. Hail, Sir Donkey, hail.
Okay.
And the last thing you can do to celebrate the Feast of the Ass Day.
Yes.
Just play pin the tail on the donkey.
Oh, that would hurt.
I feel like someone made that up.
Yeah, I think so too.
I feel like someone has made all of that up, all the ways to celebrate. I'm pretty darn sure someone made it. I'm sure Feast of an Ass Day is real, mm-hmm. but someone like just kind of went on Wikipedia and
what
was like,
call it celebrate the donkey day. Why?
Well,
why?
Because ass used things to not be a bad word. If you're using it in the form like, you know, like a river dam,
mm-hmm.
that's
right.
Yeah.
Well, it's spelt different too.
Okay, fine. In dog shows, they call female dogs the B word, yes, but it's not an offensive thing.
No.
It's just what they are.
It is. It is a bit jarring, though, when you're not used to it.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to the...
Oh, please.
Cool. So the Golden Globes happened. I don't really care about the Golden Globes, do you?
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't care about award shows. You basically win to... You pay to win the awards.
Some of them, yeah.
Most of them.
If I had an award show, it wouldn't be paid.
It wouldn't? No.
It'd be... Popularity, not popularity, talent.
There you go.
Talent, just that
yeah,
raw
but like,
talent.
What if no
and
one
I'd
liked
also,
your talent?
And I'd also give, you know, an award for the effort. for the wholehearted effort, even if they weren't that good. But how do you judge
effort?
Oh, you can see it.
Can you?
I can.
I don't know. I think award shows are weird. I used to think they mattered, and now I just don't think they matter because I've learned more about behind the scenes. And it's like, okay, this is all crap.
Right.
But it is a fun day for everyone to dress up and take pictures.
Sure.
But the best picture ever, well, there were multiple, was this chick that was serving Fiji water on the red carpet, got in so many photos, and you could totally tell she was trying to do it. Like, they have people with just bottles of Fiji water for people on the red carpet and stuff.
Right.
She was serving it, and she got in so many photos. It was amazing. She looked great. She looked fantastic. All right.
Maybe that was on her bucket list.
I think it was just an opportunity taken. I think she got there, and I was like,
for effort. She needs a trophy.
So, speaking of photos, there's an egg on Instagram who is trying to get the world record for most likes on Instagram.
Did you say an egg like from a chicken?
Yeah, is a picture of a singular chicken egg.
No, the person who owns that
egg. No, the egg is trying,
No,
Mom.
Rachel.
Okay, the person started this account.
It was me.
Was it?
No.
World underscore record underscore egg. Okay. And they said, they posted the picture of just this singular egg. That's the only thing on the account is this egg.
Okay.
It's just a picture of an egg. And they said, let's get this to the world record amount of likes on Instagram. Help us out. Like it. Share it with your friends. Because right now, Kylie Jenner has the world record for most likes. And it's the first picture she ever posted of her daughter, Stormy, which has 18.1 million likes.
Isn't Flynn up there somewhere?
He does not have 18.1,
okay. No. I've looked at it that many times.
I know, but how many likes? Only one like per person. Right. That's the difference. And so right now, as of Sunday, January 13th, the egg has 16.3 million likes. So it is 2 million away.
I'm so going to like that egg just because.
Oh, I liked it today.
What color is it?
It's a brown egg.
Ooh. Yeah. I've never had chickens that have brown eggs. Wait,
really?
Have I?
That's a lie.
No. Wait. Are you kidding me? Yes, I've had brown and blue, green, and now white. So, yeah,
you've had all the colors.
I have had all the colors.
What are you lying for,
I'm
Mom?
I'm not lying. I misthought.
You misthought?
I did.
But anyway, this is why I love the internet. It's just like, hey, guys, let's break the internet.
Let's do it with
Let's
an
win
egg.
With an egg.
Let's win with
Nothing
an egg.
On the internet makes sense.
No.
And if you try to make it make sense, the internet doesn't like it. No. You fail. If you're like, oh, this worked for that person, let me do the same thing.
No.
Never works. Nope. Does not work.
Nope.
I don't get it. But I'm sure by the end of the week, it will have passed Kylie Jenner's
I hope so.
Photo. Just because. So. Be like, hey.
Come on, it's a chicken egg.
It is a chicken egg. You know what? It's true to your brand, Mom.
It is.
But it's such a sad name of an Instagram. World underscore record underscore egg. Like, that's a bad one.
Cluck cluck egg. How about that?
But, yeah.
The most likable egg.
The most likable egg. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I like that one. All right. So, good news. They found that the cancer death toll has gone down 27% over the last 25 years. And it's mainly due to the drop in smoking. So, 27% less people die from cancer over the last 25 years. But they've mainly found it's only for rich people. Poor people are still dying at the same rate.
So they can't afford the treatment.
Yeah. And people were like mad at rich people. And I was like, no, be mad at our healthcare systems. Yeah,
right.
Like, why would you be mad at someone who can't afford good treatment to get good treatment?
Yeah.
Get mad at the fact that not everyone is given the same treatment.
Mm-hmm.
What is on your straw? My mom's got a weird green thing on her metal straw.
Here is the story.
What is happening?
Do you want to hear the story?
Yeah.
I used to use a hard plastic straw, but I find I'm a little bit violent with straws, you know, with ice and stuff.
You're Rachel. Violent with straws?
You know when you crunch it down? Anyway, I found plastic in my glass, and I'm like, oh my God, have I been drinking plastic shards of
you
my straw?
You just made me spit out my kombucha.
So I got metal straws.
You were...
But let me finish my story.
All right.
Metal straws, because A, they're reusable and washable.
Well, so are
but
plastic.
Only if you use... Yes, I know. That's why I got them. Anyway, but I don't like the feel of the metal on my mouth and my teeth, so they have these little rubbery things that you put over the top. Therefore, I save my teeth and that cold feeling in my face. So
someone invented that.
For people like me.
Someone was like, metal straws are better, but I don't like it on my mouth.
Exactly.
Let's put a condom on it.
Pretty much.
or a sock. We'll go more family friendly. We do have a sponsor today.
It's amazing. I like them. All right. Amazon is my friend.
You got it on Amazon?
Amazon.
All right. Sounds good. That was just a weird thing to look over and see.
And they're colored so that I can match whatever cup I have that day.
Or you don't use someone else's.
Exactly.
You wouldn't want to put...
Like, Rachel, you're purple today. I'm green.
That's true. That's a good invention. Mm-hmm. I got a the last straw you'll ever use. I saw this ad for it like 6 months ago on Facebook, and it's like a collapsible straw, reusable straw, and I kept seeing ads for it. I was like, you know what? I want it. So I bought it before they were like, we need money in order to make them.
Right.
So I donated, and then they finally sent me it, and I got it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like the last straw you ever need. I think that's the name of it.
Does it come with a little pipe cleaner to clean it?
It does. Yes. And a drying rack.
Nice.
And a little container so you can throw it in your purse and you don't have to worry about stuff getting on it.
Wonderful.
Your purse. It's pretty freaking cool, if I say so myself. Okay, so you know how the government shut down because we're the worst?
Yes.
So something I didn't even realize it was affecting was the FDA regulating if our food is good enough to eat.
Oops.
So like, food can just be terrible and get put on the shelves because there's no one to say, oh, this food's good or this food's bad.
Don't they just work anyway?
Well, if you're... public safety people do.
Isn't that safety? That's public safety. Come on.
It is dwindled. So there not as many people are working.
All right.
So there's not as many. So they're not as strict with the food things right now. Guys, if you want to sell some bad food, this is the time.
Do not encourage that.
I don't think anyone listening to this is trying to sell bad food.
You never know.
So The Rock had to take to Instagram to tell everyone that an interview the Daily Star said they had with him was fake. So the Daily Star came out and were like, we had an interview with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He said, millennials suck. You all are all snowflakes. Stop being offended by everything. And Dwayne took to Instagram and was like, nope, never said that. Never had an interview with them. Never talked to them.
Wow.
I would never say that. And then Chrissy Teigen, also pronounced Teigen, which apparently is correct, and I didn't know that. She took to Twitter to say that Kato Fit was saying that she did an interview with them.
What's going on? What is happening? Apparently, liar, pants on fire.
These places are just saying like, oh, we interviewed this person and they didn't. And
wow.
They're all being like, nope, never did that. But there's still that small percentage of the people who think that they did. They read it in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And those same people aren't going to be on like Twitter or Instagram.
Right.
Let's be real. People reading newspapers are not also reading Twitter.
But do they still make newspapers? Do they?
I don't know. Chrissy Teigen's one was on Snapchat. It was this place that said they did an interview with her and asked her how she lost all her baby weight. And she said the Kato Fit diet pills.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a huge ad for that pill. So it was, it clearly wasn't Daily, whatever it was, having an interview with her. It was clearly the two pages of an ad that Kato Fit took out.
They can get in big trouble for
she
that.
Said she's suing them.
Good for her.
Because she's like, we reached out to them to tell them to stop running the ad, and then they kept running the ad, so they can sue.
Yep.
Sue! It is the American thing
and
to do.
And then donate that money.
What? She earned it.
She doesn't need the money. She can donate it to cancer research.
No, stop being that person. Stop being that person that's saying it's not enough. They do enough.
Who?
You know how like people get mad at celebrities being like getting money for their job, and they're like, "Well, you should give that money to someone else."
No, that's
they earned it.
That's what I hear people doing, giving their money.
Yeah, but why do they have to give out their money? Why can't
they have to?
And why are you telling her to? It's nice if she did, but she doesn't have to.
No, she doesn't have to.
Exactly. So stop telling her to.
I didn't tell her anything.
You did just now.
Oh my gosh.
Next. Charity's great, but they don't have to do it.
No.
Okay.
Charity comes from the heart.
Exactly. So, Justin Bieber and JoJo had another thing.
Oh, I think I saw that. She's reading him a story or something?
Okay, yeah. So, he Instagram storied a picture of her book on a shelf. Like, clearly he was at a store or whatever. And he took a picture of her book, and he captioned it, burn it. Haha, JK.
Oh, you stinker.
And so I love watching this feud with a burning passion just because of how she handles it. Because then she used the cutout that she bought when he told her to burn her car.
Mm-hmm.
She used that cutout, put it in her living room, and then used it look like she was reading one of her newest books to him, which I just thought was genius because that girl has so many books. And she's just like, she takes these moments and she's like, promo time.
Yep.
Let's look at it. Let's not be offended. Let's not be a...
How can I use this?
Yeah, how can I benefit from this instead of just throwing a fit or having my feelings hurt? She's like, okay, let's make, put a positive spin on it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just, you win. She just wins. But yeah, she's got a lot of books. Speaking of books, that leads us to our sponsor for today. Audible. You know, Audible was our first brand deal ever on our podcast. They got our backs, man. So with Audible, you guys, I'm sure you've all heard of Audible, especially since we've talked about them before.
Yes.
Have you not listened to all our podcasts? What's your issue? No, obviously. Them. You've been
you're
here.
You're looking at me, so I'm like,
you're the only person in the room. God, whatever. So with Audible, you get an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivational stuff, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and a bunch more. Because they have the largest selection of audiobooks on the freaking planet, man. They have a huge selection. I didn't know this, but they have originals, which I feel bad about not knowing about, but they have like originals. You know how other places? Yeah. They've got a bunch of stuff. I was looking through it all. They've got like 21 days of guided meditation or books of like, they're titled like Sleep Better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I thought maybe those might help you guys if you're starting to slip on New Year's resolutions. Because, I was like, oh, they've got a lot of stuff on there. That was cool.
Neat.
A lot of stuff that I'm interested in reading. So if you're an Audible member, you can choose 3 titles every month, which is 1 audiobook and then 2 originals that you can't hear anywhere else because they're originals. You also get access to exclusive audio fitness programs to start off your new year right. So if you're also sleeping there.
There you go.
There you go. Motivation. Like you can listen to people just motivate you to work out.
Yeah.
You know, that's motivation enough. Sometimes you just need someone to tell you, do it.
Get off that couch.
Get off the couch, man. Or your bed, or I don't know where you're sitting or what you're doing. So you can listen on any device, anytime, anywhere. It's easy to exchange. There's rollover credits and an audio library that is yours to keep forever. You're not just renting your books, you own them. So if you cancel your membership, you still own the books, which I think is really cool.
That's wonderful.
It is. So you can get started today with your 30-day trial. Go to audible.com/allthingsinternet, or you can text allthingsinternet to 500-500. Oh, I read this and I thought it was really cool. There's this thing called Whisper Sync for voice. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called, Whisper Sync for voice, where you can switch back and forth between reading and listening.
Wonderful.
Across multiple devices without ever losing your place or missing a word.
Wow.
So you can be like, I want to read. I've got to get in my car. And you jump in your car and you're like, I'm going to listen to the rest because I was at a really cool place. Yeah. Oh, now I have to wait in my for my coffee at Starbucks. Time to read some more. Oh, got to get back in my car. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
All right. So yeah. So it's audible.com/allthingsinternet or text allthingsinternet to 500-500. Audible. audible.com/name of the show. That's all. I just had to make sure you knew what I said. Sometimes I talk too fast. All right. Mom, don't cough.
I did not.
Don't clear your throat.
I did.
All right. So on to other news. Logan Paul says he's going to go gay for the month of March. He's going to go gay for a month. This obviously sparked a lot of controversy on the internet. Yes. The whole internet was outraged. Either if you were part of the LGBTQ plus community and the supporters of that community, they're mad at him because he's acting like being gay is a choice and something just fun to do for laughs and views and likes and whatever. And then the other half of the internet was angry that the other half of the internet was angry. So everyone's angry.
Everyone's angry. Well, he got the words are hard.
Did he get the placenta? Was that what you said,
Mom?
He got the placenta.
Cooked it up and fried it.
Woo!
That
he got
wanted.
The publicity that he wanted. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Meanwhile, he's just sitting back and his name's in headlines and he's not He's not losing any followers for this.
He doesn't even need to do that for a week. He got the publicity.
Right. So he got more news. He got more spotlight on him for saying he's going to do it than actually doing it.
Yeah.
And then he tweeted a Twitter page. Yes. That's they're verified. I think they're a voice for the community or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they tweeted out, that's not how it works, bro.
Right.
And he tweeted back, oh, bad choice of words. My fault. Why don't you come on the podcast and we'll talk about it? So he took it and he even made a bigger thing of it. Like, he's getting more publicity for it.
Yep.
But he didn't apologize. Never apologized.
No.
Too smart for that. I mean, he's not smart. Too crafty is what I will say. Too sneaky for that.
Too stubborn.
Too stubborn. That's it. Too stubborn. So he made a business move.
Yep.
It was all business. And yep. he said something stupid. And he was like, oh, well, what yep. can I do with this? Sit back. All right. Wait for someone to say something and then pounced on it.
Yeah.
Promoted the podcast. We should promote our podcast more.
We should.
In cooler news.
Okay.
And not douchey news.
Okay.
James Charles. Wow. James Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Sister's sorry right there. He did a ribbon cutting thing for an opening of a Morphe store, the first one ever in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at a mall. And you see, there's a video of him going around. He cuts the ribbon. You hear a bunch of cheers. The camera pans out to the rest of the mall. And they're on the second story. And down below is a giant mass of human beings. It was like, I got claustrophobic looking at the video. Awesome for him. That's so cool. Yeah. So many people showed up. Yeah. That's great for the store. Great for everything. Blah, blah, blah. Really cool. But I was just having an anxiety attack looking at the video. I was like, nope. Imagine if you were there.
No.
To just do something else.
No.
Turn
around and leave.
No. I would have like, I just need some pants, guys.
Yeah.
I just need some shoes. Move.
I got a little anxious when I watched him do a video the other day, I guess it was, where he was putting all these different foundations on his
neck. Oh, he's testing.
Neck.
Yeah.
All over his face and his neck and his shoulders and his chest. And I'm like, wipe it off.
Really?
There's just too much other. Wipe it off. And it was all the different colors. And it's like, if it's not the right color, get it off. I'm so weird.
But it made a good thumbnail.
It sure did.
And that video went trending.
And the video was pretty cool. Because I'm like, there's that many shades. Clearly, I don't know. You have to match foundation to your skin color.
Yeah. Mine does not match my skin color at all.
Yeah. And then his neck was different than his face and his shoulders. So.
Well, yeah. Because
what the heck?
One's covered in makeup. One gets more sun. One gets less sun. Well, everything's
different.
And then
I had to ask Colleen, why is he putting on his shoulders and his chest? Does he go around shirtless all the time? And she goes, Mom. She explained it to me.
What did she say? Because I want to see if you know.
Because they were just showing the different
colors. Yeah.
The different,
he's not actually matching it to his chest.
Right.
He's just showing all the different colors.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I was fascinated and anxious at the same time. He did a good job.
Yeah. It made a cool thumbnail.
It sure did.
That's really what matters in the end of it.
Good for him. And then I wonder why Parker hasn't made that one yet.
I'm sure he will.
Okay.
I love his videos.
He's adorable.
Parker King of Gymnastics. The best. So remember a while ago, we talked about Megyn Kelly. She was a talk show host that went on a thing and was like, why is blackface bad? I don't get it. We should all do it for Halloween. So she officially is no longer an employee of NBC.
Mm-hmm.
They fired her. But she is walking away with $69 million that was left on her contract.
She walked away with that money?
Yes.
I read that as she walked away from it. So I read it wrong.
She got to keep it because they let her go, but there was a contract there.
Yeah. Okay, that makes
sense. She didn't break the contract.
Okay.
So
She
got to not have a job, but get $69 million.
Dang.
Also, should we become talk show hosts? No. We went on different things there.
Should we? We are talk show hosts.
This is a podcast.
Isn't it kind of the same thing? We're interviewing each other.
We're not interviewing anybody.
Okay.
We need to.
We do. Who should we have?
Well, I want Colleen, but she's got that baby.
I love that baby.
And like, I know she'll stress if she hears it cry.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I might try and steal her away for it.
Yeah.
He naps, right?
Yes, he does.
So, but
I had to take him off my chest today to come here. He was sound asleep.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was time to eat for him anyway.
There you go. I wish all I did was eat and sleep.
Yeah, and poop.
Oh, I don't wish I pooped. I wish it just like absorbed and went away. Pooping is just a lot of work, okay?
Yeah, he did not like that.
So, and the last thing in the news today, Liza Koshy finally came back to the internet. She's been on the internet, but she hasn't been making YouTube videos for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't posted anything. And finally, on her second channel, she posted a video explaining where she was. Like, she never told anybody what was going on. She just kind of went about.
It's nobody's business.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, but everyone thinks it's their business because it's the internet.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. It's no one's business.
I beg to differ.
They all just think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, she posted a video and she was just saying, like, she, like a lot of people, she was just struggling emotionally. She just needed a break.
Good
she
girl.
Needed to work on herself and
Good
she
girl.
Needed to do it in private. She has a public lifestyle, but she lives it privately.
Good
like
for her.
That's a I relate to that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm a public figure, but I don't show my whole life.
Right.
And I don't feel the need to tell every emotion that I have. Right. A lot of people do that, and that's cool. Do you, whatever fits your lifestyle best. And she found that that fit hers, and she worked on herself.
Good for her.
Good for her. That was us clapping.
We need sound effects, Rachel.
I knew one day you were going to come up with this.
I just thought of this.
How did you just think of this?
We need sound effects, like yay and clapping.
Okay, that's stuff I have to do in post, which means I have to do work.
Come on, do your job.
Oh my God.
And then the wah, wah, wah. We need one of those. Come on.
When do you, do you want me to just listen to the podcast and add them, or do you want to say
it?
I want
to push a button and be able
to... I don't know how to do that. All I know is how to do it in post. I don't know how do it.
Maybe I could have them on my phone, and then when I think something's applicable, I can push it and go...
Oh, my God. Do that. Do that. Please. I would love that.
I might have to have your help trying to find that.
Oh, no. See, this is... I didn't want the work, Mom. I was trying to avoid the work.
Okay. You should ask.
Ask what?
Them, the listeners. Do you want sound effects?
They're gonna say yes. It does add a comedic effect.
I win.
Ugh, I was hoping no one would bring this up because I knew I needed to do it. I just didn't want to do it because I am the laziest person on the planet.
Oh my.
Okay, Mom.
Yes.
I have a game.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
Oh, I just fixed my bra and I forgot that we're filming this as well. So that just got a video of me fixing my bra.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It happens.
Okay, so I have a new game.
Okay, let's hear it.
I heard it on a radio station. Okay. Don't remember which radio station it was. Stealing it. Let's do this. It's called... Well, I didn't like their name, so I'm renaming it. It's called Headline.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you a partial part of a headline, and you tell me if it's going to end good or bad.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. And then whoever wins, wins. I don't know if there's really... I think it's... Okay, we'll just count.
I need sound effects. Okay, go ahead.
What sound effects do you want just there?
For this one, it's going to be great. Go.
Can you do them with your mouth?
I'll try.
Okay.
But then you know me. I'll do a donkey that's not a donkey.
You did a cowboy nose for a donkey.
You said yee-haw.
That kind. Not yee-haw.
Okay, go.
All right. So this is the first half of
the
headline.
Are these real headlines?
These are real headlines. I just looked them up before you came over. Okay. Canadian air traffic controllers. Does this end good or bad?
Good. I'm going to hope for good.
Send pizza to U.S. colleagues working without pay.
Yes. I thought it was going to... Ding, ding, ding.
Okay. Oh, that was a lame one.
I thought
one.
It was going to say something like fell asleep on the job, and that would not go well.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So you got one right. All right.
Yes. This is me.
That was really nice of them. They sent pizzas to the U.S. workers. That's so nice. All right. One family affected by the shutdown.
Who?
One family affected by the shutdown. Ends good or bad?
It ends badly.
Unexpectedly walked away with $100,000 lottery prize.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, wah, wah, you failed.
Oh. But I was happy for them. Does that count?
That's true. Yeah. So that's cool.
One and one.
One and one. So everyone. No, not promoting gambling.
Oh,
not promoting it.
Listen to last week.
Don't promote it. Okay, does this end good or bad? A huge bronze hippopotamus.
Oh, badly.
Has gone missing.
Ding! Boo! Poor hippopotamus.
You don't know which sound effects to do.
I know.
Okay, yeah. So it weighs, I think it said 3/4 ton.
How do you steal something that big?
I don't know. And they're baffled by it. It's like a huge bronze statue of a hippopotamus, and it's just gone missing.
Why are there not security cameras on this?
Why would you need to put a security camera on a statue in the middle of a park?
True.
Yeah. Come on. All right. Does this end good or bad? Woman rides electrical cart. Blank, blank, blank.
Good, because she has fun.
Drinks wine from Pringles can. I don't know if this is good or bad.
Oh, didn't you read the whole thing?
Yeah, she got arrested and then banned from Walmart because she was riding around and
so that's a ding 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 Anna. Oh, you.
Oops.
No, you said it was happy. It's bad.
Dang it. I'm losing. No, I'm even.
You're even. So, yeah, she was riding around an electrical car and drinking wine from a Pringles can.
Huh?
What are people doing?
I don't know. I don't know how. I didn't read further into it because I was like, I don't need to know anymore.
No.
I just want to guess what happened and what the scenario was. But
right.
I feel you, girl. All right. Good or bad? Video shows Milwaukee bus driver
It's a good one. I think that I know this one.
Rescues young child. Yes, it's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that was intense. How did that baby get out?
Right?
How's that baby just running around?
Some people's doors don't have latches on the tippy tops. Some kids are escape artists. You were as an infant.
Yeah, you had lots of latches all over those doors.
We had latches up high.
Yeah, you had three bolts on the... You still do.
We still
do. On the front door.
Well, because I had
And you had chimes.
And we had chimes. Because Christopher was a sleepwalker. Colleen was a sleepwalker. You would walk in your sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. You had chimes. So you couldn't open the front door without chimes going off. Like, it was...
Without us knowing.
Yeah.
Someone's coming in or out.
Yeah. And when I was a high schooler, I figured out to go through the kitchen door.
It is now going to have chimes on it. And you don't live there.
Nope. I mean, I don't. Okay. Nebraska dad wakes up. ...
Good. From a coma.
After being declared brain dead by doctors.
No way.
Yeah, you won.
Okay, who needs sound effects?
You, apparently. Okay, so that's the end of the game. Is that a good game, Tal?
That was a good game.
Yeah. Did you guys like it?
Well, see, I never know if you're asking me or them.
I'm asking both. I do care about your opinion, but I care about there's more.
Well, what about if I read the headlines next time and you have
to guess? Okay, you have to come up with headlines then.
Heck yeah.
All right.
I'll do the work.
Tweet us at podcastATI and tell us if you like that game. It's called Headlines.
Yeah.
We're trying to come up with more games for the show.
Yeah.
Because we were stuck on first word, 20 questions, and tongue twisters for the longest time.
Yeah.
Which are all great games.
They are.
All right. Let's move on to the questions for today.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly asks, can we get more vlogs from Gwen? First of all, before you answer that, Mom, I love how I haven't posted a vlog in 2 weeks and no one cares, but you haven't posted a vlog in 2 weeks and everyone's stressing out.
Well, one is coming, FYI.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm posting one today.
Good.
So, when are you posting one?
Oh, I'm not the one that posts it. You are.
Well, when are you giving me footage?
Next week.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
It'll be great.
What are you going to do?
Good times.
Are you doing the cookie thing?
You're just going to have to wait and see.
I have to wait and see.
Oh, I secretly... Oh, I can't say it now.
What?
Well, what if Colleen listens to our podcast?
Colleen does not... She can't figure out how to get to a podcast.
I secretly taped on her vloggy. So we'll see if she puts it on there.
Oh, I love that. I love when people pick up my vlog camera and give me footage. Everyone's always like, don't be mad I did that. I'm like, no, you just gave me content. It's less work I have to do in the day.
Well, it was just a little bit.
She loves it. Don't worry.
I don't know. She may not put it in.
If it's funny, she'll put it in.
Not funny. It was a mommy daddy moment, so.
Ugh. Was it sappy? When you think, probably. I love you guys. We're proud of you.
What else do we say?
And keep it out.
Oh, you brat. But we were in the food closet, so does that make it funny?
Were you guys hiding in the food closet?
I didn't want her to see we had the vloggy.
Well, now she's got to post the footage.
Well, now that we've said it out loud, I guess she is. We're
going to be tweeting her. She told me it takes her 3 days to edit a video now.
It's hard. It's
hard. Because she's got a baby attached to her.
Mm-hmm.
So he's feeding, or she's holding it.
Or she's waiting to feed it.
Yeah.
Or is he going to wake up or is he not? Is he sleeping through this one?
Because editing, it's like you want to get engulfed into it. You can't do like 10 minutes at a time because it's just like, it's not good
that way. Do I feed him? Do I pump? Do I wait? Did he poop? What's happening?
Yeah. Man, babies seem like a lot of work, man.
Worth it.
Use protection, people.
Rachel,
I love Flynn. He's adorable, and I love going over there and holding him.
He's so sweet.
Louidia asks, what hobbies would you get into if time wasn't an issue?
Quilting. How's that for a grandma answer?
That is a great answer. You've always loved quilting and sewing.
Yep.
I was doing my fence the other day and a lady walked past. She goes, woodworking's like sewing, isn't it? What? Sure.
Well, you have to measure.
Yeah, she's like, it's measure, cut, and then putting it together. Oh, and I was like,
measure twice, cut once.
I often measure once and cut like four times.
Oh, Rachel.
Because I cut it to, I'm like, I add a little more than I should just in case.
I did it with fabric.
And then I'll cut down towards the actual thing. Same. So I measure once, cut a million times.
All right.
But anyway, so if time wasn't, my thing is I've got time, I can make time.
Mm-hmm.
My issue is I want to learn how to play the piano, but I don't have a piano.
I'll teach you.
But I don't have a piano.
I have a keyboard. You can borrow it. It's a full.
Does it sound as 80, well?
It has so many. Oh, Rachel, does you have not sound? Played it. I can make it sound like a regular piano.
Really?
It's amazing.
I might borrow it from you because I've always wanted to. Because I realized like I tried a lot of things when I was younger, mm-hmm. but my brain wasn't very smart then.
It was. We yes, it was.
Well, I was very ADD, so yeah. I couldn't sit still to learn. Yeah. I could not focus. Yeah. Like I just couldn't do it. And so now I figure out how I can teach myself and how I can learn.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I'm like learning other languages now. That's a secret. I'm trying to do it in secret. So because once I tell the internet things, that usually doesn't happen anymore. But I've gone 30 days straight of learning languages.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But so I'm like, I realize I can learn things now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wonder if I could pick up piano now.
I bet you could. And the reason I like this keyboard so much, not sponsored, gosh, I wish, is because it has a headphone that no one can hear you play. Because I love practicing the piano with no one hearing me.
I definitely, yeah, I'm going to borrow it.
And then I play it on my real one.
Next time you come to, you go home and then come back, bring me the keyboard.
Okay.
I want to see if I can do it.
You can do it. I know you can.
I think I can. Mm-hmm. Will you leave in tomorrow? When are you coming back?
Either Thursday or Friday.
Great. Bring it. Love that. At nights, I don't have anything to do because my hobbies right now are all outdoors.
Ugh.
Okay. So, like, when it's nighttime at 5 p.m., I got nothing to do.
You could do another puzzle.
I do a lot of puzzles, man. You do. I found that my desk is, like, the perfect depth to do a puzzle. So, I've been doing puzzles
at
my desk. But
music's great for your brain. So, yeah.
I know. And I want to be, like, smart. So
you are.
I'm trying to learn things that I actually think are relevant to the world,
mm-hmm.
which is languages and music, apparently. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to pick up cooking. Don't try. I miswrote your name, so that's my bad. Asked, do you think there could be a world without racism?
Oh, we can hope.
I think there could be if people weren't raging idiots.
Yes.
If people didn't fear what they didn't know,
mm-hmm.
and if people actually had open hearts and loved people, in theory, it could happen.
Yeah.
In practice, I don't think there will ever 100% be racism.
Nope.
Because people have proven time and time again that they can suck.
Yeah.
Racism doesn't need to happen. Mm-mm. It's pointless. It's mm-hmm. not logical in the slightest. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. Don't, no. There's no words because it doesn't make sense. Sound effects. You don't even have a sound effect in mind. You just want there to be one.
Yes.
So just sound effect.
There we go. We don't need a sound effect. I'll just say the word sound effect.
Do you want me to put something in after you say it?
No. I don't care what you do.
Because I will.
You're cute.
Harvey says, can you and Gwen collab again? We haven't done a video together in a very long time.
We haven't.
We've just been doing the podcast, which is great.
Okay.
What? Wait. What are you looking at?
We just collabed right now on your little video machine thing there.
My camera? Yes. My video machine?
That thing. It's not a vloggy because it's
no,
big.
It's a big one. It's it's a huge one.
Yeah.
Because my vloggy broke. Uh-oh. And then I also lost the charger to it.
Do you
want to
borrow mine?
No.
That was yours?
I'm good. Okay. I kind of like my big one.
All right.
Yeah, I think I either left my charger at your house or Colleen's. So someone's living with a free vlogging charger.
I have one charger.
All right. Then I've left it at Colleen's and therefore it is
You've
long
lost
gone.
It forever.
No longer in existence. Morgan asks, how many blankets have you made since Colleen started the uproar? I haven't made any.
Two. I made Colleen one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there might be something on the vlog about it. And now I'm making another one for Jessica. And then I have one that I want to make for my house.
Okay. Yeah, Colleen made me one.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog likes it, but then he gets this fuzz stuck in his paws. And then just fuzz gets everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's more of a decor blanket than a mm-hmm. using blanket.
Well, she did this one with her arms. Not her fingers.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's a huge knit.
It's a chunky. It's a chunky blanket.
The one
it's
you cool. did, the purple one you did is very mm-hmm. fine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word for it?
Yeah. Fluffy.
Fluffy. It's okay. good.
Yeah.
It's a good one. They're both good. They're all good. But I haven't done any because I don't have a desire for that.
No. But if I watch TV or a movie, because we have movies on at night sometimes.
Yeah.
Or conversation. I gotta do something.
You, me, and Colleen cannot just do one thing at a time. We have to have something going and doing this and doing that.
And if I don't have those things going, then my legs start shaking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's you and I play phone games while we're watching stuff.
Yes.
Oh, we're doing anything. We're playing phone games because it's something else.
Yeah. So I decided to put my phone down and do the blankets.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah. And I kind of get obsessed with it. Like, you I've got to finish. I've
you
gotta
have
finish
an obsessive
this.
Personality.
I do. I've got to finish this roll of thread. Skein of yarn. What are the words?
Skein?
They're called skeins. S-K-E-I-N. Skein of yarn.
S-K-I-E-N.
Or S-K-I before E, except after.
That rule does not apply ever. That is the stupidest rule on the planet.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure there are more words with E before I than I before E.
Except after C. And then there's an addendum to that. Or blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Or like, I all of these those. Other words in the English language. Right. English doesn't make sense.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I can't believe people learn English as a second language and then master it. How do you do that? All right. I'm just angry. The last question I have for today. Renee asks, what trends do you hope will end in 2019? I'm hoping the retweet or you'll die or 7 years bad luck or retweet or the blank will happen. Tweets.
That's pretty lame.
Just go away.
Yeah.
Obviously, you all know I hate the keep scrolling tweets.
Or the correct your grammar.
Or just, that's not a trend. That's just an annoying trait people have.
Yeah.
What, do you have any trends that you hate?
No, but I have a question.
What?
Okay. I think we've talked about this before. I'm getting on my high horse here.
Okay. She's okay. Really scooting.
I was in the pantry the other day.
Colleen's pantry.
Yes. Or okay. Reorganizing because I have
I noticed,
to keep busy.
I noticed. It looks nice.
I have to keep busy.
Yeah.
And there's a shelf and it has all the spices on it. And I'm like, I can't even see what these spices are because they're all jumbled together. So I told Tim, who was on the other side of the thing doing something over there. Paper plates, I think. And I said, let's go get Colleen a spice rack and organize her spices. And
all spice racks come with spices.
No.
Already in them.
Oh, that's not where I'm going.
Oh.
And he said, okay. That is all I said. We were playing Pandora on my phone at the time.
Okay.
Music. Sarah Bareilles. Okay.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Fast forward to the next morning. I wake up and there are spice rack ads everywhere in my phone. Who is listening to me, Rachel?
I don't know, because the FBI agents are probably on hiatus because of the shutdown.
It's freaking me out. I'm like, I never typed it in. I never said it with my...
You never looked it up?
Never looked it up. Nothing. And there were spice rack ads on Facebook? What? It wasn't even on.
That is creepy.
It's freaking me out,
All right, man. Let's see if my phone gives me spice rack ads.
Okay. And then, so then I said something very... weird to Dad, saying let's talk about, and I can't even remember what the subjects were, to see if I had ads on those things.
Yeah,
the next nothing.
But oh, because they know when you're listening, when
they
you're
picked
testing.
Up on spice rack.
So maybe it's just when Pandora's going.
But it was just all I had was Pandora on, listening to music.
That's really creepy.
Creeped me out.
That's really creepy. When it happens to me, I usually justify. I'm like, I probably looked it up.
I didn't.
Or Matt looked
it up
because we're all connected on the same family crap.
Because I just went, we'll just go to Bed Bath and Beyond and get it tomorrow.
You can get it on Amazon for probably cheaper.
I wanted it that day.
You know that the dude who's the like CEO of Amazon, he's getting divorced.
Yes.
And people are mad that his wife is getting half of his money.
Well, that's none of their business, A.
Right?
None of their business.
It's none of their business.
Good grief. Why are all these nosy people happening here?
I don't know. Do you think they should donate the money? They do have a lot of money. It would make sense for them to donate. They don't need it all. But I'm not telling them they'd have to. Mm-mm. But it would make sense if they did.
And for those of you who are really curious, yes, I did find a spice rack and it worked perfectly.
Oh, good for you.
So it's now. But then I ran across the trouble of, okay, so I have them all lined up of the type of bottle they are. Like the smaller ones in the front and the medium-sized spice bottles and taller ones in the back. But now they're not alphabetized. And it's driving me nuts.
That is the struggle.
At my house, I have them alphabetized. So if I need time, I look at the bottom. If I need Marjorie, it's Marjorie.
Marjorie? What is Marjorie?
Oh, I got the word wrong. It's right in the middle. Or
wait, what is it? What is?
Am I going to have a brain fart here? Marjoream. No.
I feel like you're trying to say margarine, which is a fake butter.
No.
No, I have no idea what spice this is.
I'm gonna go drive home now and go, that's the spice I was talking about.
What spice?
It starts with an M. Can I look it up?
Yeah, you can look it up because I don't believe that there's a spice that does start with an M except mint.
Rachel. No.
Mahogany.
No, that's a wood.
Ma.
Wait, now I'm flustered.
Magenta.
No, that's a color in a flower. Spice. Margarine. No, We'll find it.
Well, now you're definitely going to get ads for spice racks.
Oh, definitely now. Anyway.
Margarita.
That's not it.
Oh, I wish it was. I don't even drink margaritas.
I've used it when I cooked with chicken.
I can't look it up because then I will automatically get ads for spice racks. We're trying to see if they're listening.
Yeah, I know.
No, there is no M spice.
Yes, there is. There is. Someone help me out. I wish this was live.
Holland.
Okay. Spices that start with M.
Okay, this is riveting. This is mom's section of the podcast, everybody.
And we're going to have such high views.
Okay, did you find it yet? Oh my God.
Where is it? I know it's going to happen.
It's an M-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. Marjoram. M-A-R-J-O-R-A-M. I have it.
Marjoram? Marjoram. Marjoram.
Yeah.
Has a minty, sharp, and bitter taste. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that word before in my life.
Okay. Well, I have it in my spice rack. Anyway, they have to be alphabetized, so I know where everything is.
Wow, that was a really long tangent about how your phone listens to you.
It sparked other things in my brain. What can I say?
All right, well, do you have anything else to talk about today,
I'm
Mom?
Done.
Because I'm done as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember to check out audible.com/allthingsinternet. Get 30% off your first listen or your first month. They're not listening to this part. I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet. And we need a sound effect for that.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.